What's up, everyone, and welcome to episode number 470 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And we are also joined by our intern, Evan. Evan, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
There he is. He's back, and we are continuing on with our serials slash comic strip slash comic book old-timey type characters. This one... is a character who was originated in, 1936? 1936. I was right the first time. 1936, The Phantom, okay? Now, this movie was made in 1996, so 60 years after the birth of the character, they decided, we're going to throw a movie out there. Now, there was other stuff back in the day, shows and all these kind of, stuff you probably can't even find, or maybe it's on YouTube or something, but, all these things had all these old programs. A lot of it, lost time. So we have this, a big budget movie. Evan, you had something.
Well, I was just going to say, because out of all these shows made in the product of their time, don't always hold up through it. The Phantom was a catalyst for very racist ideas, and it was racist even back then. So you don't want to watch some of those old movies anyways, because they're not good. They're literally propaganda films from the 1940s, unless you like that history.
I want to watch it now. I want to see it. Well, I do know the original was set in Africa. This changes that. It's now an Asian island in this movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, let me give you a couple of fun facts. Let me give you some Rotten Tomato scores. Let's jump into the review. Okay. The Phantom, 1996. Now, this movie was directed by a gentleman named Simon Windsor. But before he got the job, it was going to be directed. All the way back to Sergio Leone. Yes, director of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. The No Name, The Man with No Name trilogy. Once Upon a Time in America. Once Upon a Time in the West. Mm. A great Italian director. He was attached to direct this a version of The Phantom. Then that got put to bed, never came to fruition. In the early 90s, Joe Dante was attached to direct. Now, if you don't know the name, Gremlins, probably one of his most famous movies that he directed. Small Soldiers was one of the movies he did in the 90s. Mm. He was attached to direct it. However, that film was delayed due to budget concerns and creative differences, and Dante said, I'm out of here. He was listed as an executive producer, though. If you watch the credits, you'll see Joe Dante's name come up. And that's because he was involved for a good chunk of the time. Now, of course, we got Billy Zane in the lead here. However, originally, the person he beat out, and now this is not original. This wasn't a recast. This was a two-man race. And the other man was none other than Bruce Campbell from The Evil Dead.
Oh, he would have been perfect for this.
Also in the running
to
play this character. And also a New Zealand actor named Kevin Smith, who ended up doing a lot of TV. Xena, Warrior Princess, stuff like that. So good thing that guy did. The two big names, big Billy Zane and Bruce Campbell. They were in the running to do so. Two more things. This was set up originally for a sequel back when it came out. And everyone was going to come back, actually. Billy Zane, he signed on for a 3-movie deal, even though they only made this one. Also, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Christy Swanson, all were coming back for these sequels. However, because it had a $45 million budget and a $23.5 million box office, those got scrapped. Last but not least, even though it was a commercial failure, The Phantom has found a lot of success on home media and has developed a cult following due to the nostalgic tone and accuracy to, the time period, the filming techniques, thing like that. So was a bomb, but has since kind of found an audience with VHS and DVD and Blu-ray. And I think it's getting a 4K soon. So people must be buying it.
It is getting a 4K.
Someone loves Billy Zane.
Well, the crazy thing, I'll just jump on your fun facts. The Palmer Mansion is actually the real life Playboy Mansion owned by Hugh Hefner.
Look at that.
My man was living in the Playboy Mansion. And then another fun fact they said was Billy Zane pumped iron for over a year to fill the Phantom costume. A Batman-like costume with fake muscles was reportedly made. But by the time filming started, Zane was so beefed up that they did not need the fake muscle.
And if you notice, that thing is kind of mesh.
Yeah.
So you could see, it's like just him under it. Because you can see his nips. I was like, bro, that thing is see-through. So he was pretty, he doesn't have a shirt off. pretty big.
No, he was pretty. Yeah, he looked like a superhero.
He did the work. We gotta give Billy Zane some credit. He put in the time and the effort.
And one more is while when not filming, Billy Zane had a habit of running out to buy sushi wearing his Phantom costume.
He said, "If I'm gonna wear this thing all day, I'm gonna eat in it."
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and apparently he was a huge, he did a studying. He read all these comics to get mannerisms right. A lot, like he put in a lot of effort into the role. But did it pay off? I don't know. Let's give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores and then let's talk about the movie. Now, Alex, had you ever seen this movie before this?
No, this is a first time watch for me.
First time watch? Yeah. Evan, you know these movies. You like it. You've seen it.
Oh, dude, I grew up with it. I'm watching it.
Did you have a phantom birthday?
I did not have a phantom birthday. If you want to say no one showed up to one, yes, I had one of those.
Because of the Dick Tracy, I now have to ask every time, did you have a themed, phantom-themed birthday? Did not. Okay, that's fine.
But have you noticed, I have a certain type of film and love for these comic strip movies.
That is true. All right, well, did the critics and audiences have a love for this movie? Not really. It has gained a following since. However, the critic score for this is a 43%, which is better than Beverly Hills Cop 3, the movie we just did last episode. But the audience score is a 31%, which I find weird because if this gained a following, it's not from people who went on Rotten Tomatoes and wrote some reviews for it, because users can write reviews even right now. So are you surprised by these numbers at all, Alex?
Okay, so I'm a little weirded out here. Okay, now hear me out. This is not talking about my experience with the movie.
Sure.
I had to go back and look at The Shadow because we all agree The Shadow was ass.
I didn't like The Shadow.
Evan liked it because of nostalgia purposes, but he kind of agreed it was kind of weak. Right, Evan?
Sure. You're going to make me say it.
He didn't argue with us, but he liked it.
Yeah, he enjoyed it.
Yes. Yes. I now have to go pray to the shadow gods and ask for forgiveness. But yes, it's not the strongest film.
It's not the strongest film. But I will say this. I did listen to one of the shadows radios on YouTube.
Oh,
yes. I kind of liked it. I ain't gonna lie. I kind of liked it. But anyway. He was like, they're like, who's there? Where are you? And he's like, I'm right here. But anyway, so I had to look back and I did. So with the shadow, the audience was 45%.
Yeah.
This movie was 31.
Yeah.
The critics was 37% for The Shadow, and the critics here are 43. So I'm a little, it's kind of weird because you talked about how the movie has this cult following going.
Right.
But the numbers are super low. So I'm very interested to see what you guys think about this. I already know what I think about it, but I really want to see where you guys fall on this number.
And also this one, out of the ones we've done, and the next one will be as well, tonally different. Dick Tracy and The Shadow at least seem like they're like cousins. You know what I mean?
And what year did this come out?
96.
So that's 2 years after The Shadow.
After.
So, so like my age, that's growing up with Dick Tracy, The Shadow, we're technically in high school.
Yeah,
we're in that age group. We're no longer the kids that are having the Dick Tracy birthday parties.
Oh, that's true. That makes sense. I was 9 when this movie came out. So if anyone, it was going to be me. But yes, tonally, those two movies kind of are they're in the ballpark. Big city, you know, New York or whatever. Gangsters and criminals. And this is more of an adventure type, like serial, like based off like adventure serials and things like that. So different style. Let's get to it. I'm very interested to see what you guys think. I've never had to review this movie, so rewatching it, I was like, really, like, okay, what do I think of this, and what do I think of this? Because I've only ever seen the movie one other time. So I'm excited. Evan, you're the guest. You get to go first. Our lead character, of course, played by the incredible, amazing, and unstoppable Billy Zane. He plays Kit Walker / Phantom.
Phantom.
What did you think?
Well, it's hard because we're watching these kind of as a group, so I'm also comparing him to Dick Tracy in The Shadow. I think overall, we get a complete person. We get the complete shadow version, and we get kind of a human side, the non-superhero side. I actually enjoyed him throughout this film. I think Billy Zane put in the, as you mentioned, put in the work. I think it pays off. I enjoyed every aspect of the Phantom in Kit, right? That's his name?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I gave him a 5 because I was like thinking to myself, we're explained why he's getting his money. We're explained, like, we get everything. Like, we get his dad talking to his dad. Like, we have an actual character and we're doing something. And then I hope Nate's going to score it a little bit better because we also didn't get a scroll that just had writing on it explain how we become the Phantom. We actually got to see it. Like, that's like, we got thing, and the relationship with the girl is so well explained. Like, it just feels right. He's in New York and entrained, and he meets people and he gives that life up. Like, we have all these aspects that are actually makes him interesting. Because I think all the others, while we like him, like, I love the Shadow, but if I have to give credit, who is he? It doesn't really make sense why he has certain things. Like, we all complained about, why does he have such a huge house? Is that his, like, we don't have to ask that question. He's a drug dealer,
too.
Yeah. Yeah. But true. What I'm saying is, we don't have to ask that question here. It's well explained. Like, when he gives the jewels to the taxi driver, like, we're getting it. So I loved it. And I thought Billy Zane, like, the way he presents himself, and or we're not, but like, when he's human, not human, I guess he's always human, but like the non-Phantom version, out of costume, he presents himself well. Stuff. There's one major thing, but that's more in the storyline than it is in the lead character. So I gave him a 5.
Wow, incredible, love it, Alex Kitwalker / Phantom. What did you think?
All right, you know what? I never seen this movie. That suit is stupid as hell. I'm going to be honest, it is a stupid-ass purple costume. I was really not... It's hard to sit down when you saw a guy dressed like a damn Oompa Loompa halfway through the
comic accurate.
Is it? That's comic accurate?
That's how he looks, exactly.
And he looked that guns? Stupid?
Yeah. Yeah. He's purple with the long guns. Mask, with a belt, with the guns, everything. Yeah.
Well, it looks stupid, I'll tell you that. I'll say that. Let's talk about his secret identity. Let's talk about him as a human. I liked him. I thought he was really good. I thought he fit the Billy Zane fit the character very well. Interactions with everyone was spot on. I thought he was great. He had chemistry. Is I think the way he has that speech pattern that he has, that it sounds English, British type thing.
And it sounds old
school. Yeah. So it has like that old school thing. So it kind of worked with this character. So it fit. At the time he was younger. So he looked like a superhero in without the suit on. My thing is, when he becomes the Phantom and he's wearing that stupid purple costume, to me, it just looks stupid. I was just like, this is dumb. But I guess you guys say it's comic accurate or whatever. I mean, I thought it was just, I like the skull rings. I thought those were pretty cool. I do like it has origin. So someone like me that did not know the origin, kind of liked it. I thought it was pretty cool. Had that. Kind of felt kind of Indiana Jones-ish, which I kind of liked. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So with that said, I know you guys are wondering, what the hell is this guy going to give it? Because I did call him the stupid costume and all this. But with that said, I had to do some calculations and evaluations and doing all this multiplications and everything. I gave it a 5. I kind of liked him. I liked him. I liked the Phantom. Besides the stupid suit, I did like him. And I love that he rode the horse. I ain't going to lie. One of my favorite, like, we didn't do it yet on the podcast. I don't think we did yet, but I do like Zorro, and I always liked him with Tornado with the horse. I always liked the characters with horses. So he, since he has a horse, I thought it was pretty cool. So anyway, I give him a 5 also.
Yeah, we got some Zorro coming up. We haven't done him yet. Okay, I'm shocked. I did not see this coming. From neither one of you, to be honest with you. Okay, I'm the low man.
Uh-oh.
I gave him a 3.
Wow.
Now, let me explain. I hear what you guys are saying. For me, I didn't mind the costume, but that's how it looks in the comic book. Then that's how it looked.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are you going to do? It looks way better than they did like a remake of this later that was like straight to video, and that is horrendous. I'll send you a picture. It looks really bad. So I don't mind it. I like Billy Zane. I know, if you guys are listening to this, you heard my incredible introduction. I don't think he's like the greatest, but I do think he's a good actor. I'm probably underrated overall, but he never really reached that like A-list. Even being in Titanic, he never reached sort of the A-list. But I don't think it was due to talent. I don't know what it was, but I do think he's a good actor. Mm. And I think he looks the part. I think he was a good choice. Bruce Campbell in 96, it could have worked, but I think they made the right move. My problem is he's a little... too vanilla as a character. He's just sort of like good guy, good, and he's like a gentleman. He's nice. which is good. I mean, nothing I just said is like bad for a hero, but for me, he doesn't have any sort of edge to him at all that I could like kind of that I found really interesting. I just think he's a guy doing a job. He's the 21st Phantom. I like that. I like the backstory. I agree with you guys that they explain where this, you know, lands on this island, gets picked up by this tribe, and then it's the son of the son of the son of the son, but the people just think it's the same guy over and over.
Yeah.
That's cool. He's the 21st Phantom. He don't have no son yet. But yeah, and he talks to his dead dad. Fine, sure. But I just, a little too vanilla for me. I can't think of another way to put it. I don't think there's anything like terribly bad about the way the character is written, other than a little bland. Not in the performance, just in the character himself. You know, I don't know. I hear what you guys are. I almost gave him a 4, but I got to stick with my heart. But I don't disagree with you guys. I mean, I could see why you like, I like him. And I think there's potential there. Like if they would have made more, I feel like there could have been a big potential to really dig in to some stuff. But obviously that didn't. Okay. We're going to go to our main villain now, played by Treat Williams. Xander Drax is our main villain. Alex, what did you think?
He was okay. I don't know. I don't feel like he was like a villain because he was like a guy that was getting all the artifacts and then putting it together, and then he was like getting this ultimate power. And it was all this stupid corny.
He was like a gangster.
Yeah, he was more like a gangster, like back then mafia type guy, right?
Crime boss.
Yeah, I thought he was okay. I thought he was okay for this story. I thought he was good. Like I said, the characters felt very Indiana Jones for me ish. Yeah. So to me, like it was, I enjoyed it for what it was. I don't think he was whack. He was a little corny at times, but then again, due to the script, and I don't know how accurate his character is to the whatever, but I kind of enjoyed him. He killed that the professor with the knives coming out of the microscope. I thought that was evil stuff, bro.
That was messed up.
Yeah. And he was like,
liar.
Yeah. He was like, how about you do the focus thing?
He's like,
thing?
Turn the little knob, check a little closer.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh, snap. Yeah. So for me, I thought he worked very well. He kidnapped the girl because he was like, this is like a chip for the Phantom, whatever. So they have like insurance policy. So I thought he worked. I gave him a 3. I thought he was good. I don't think it's like a villain that the Phantom fights, you know? So I gave him a 3 because the way he died was kind of whack at the end of the movie. It kind of whack. To me, it felt kind of whack, but I gave it a 3. For a villain.
Fair enough. All right, Evan, what do you got here?
I think that the portrayal, the funness of it matches the tone of the movie. And I really enjoyed it. I thought he is evil. He's a bad guy. And the corniness is there. But I think for me, that matches the tone throughout the movie. Like, it's corny. He's not serious. I do hate the boardroom. Like, because Dick Tracy does it. We always have the boardroom when the guy tells his plan. Then you have that one guy, I'm leaving. And then the guy he thinks is going to go doesn't go. And then he kills the guy. Like, I'm not kidding. That was literally Dick Tracy just died in a blow in the car instead of a spear being thrown back. So, but that's more storyline script like issue. But I'm looking at just that. I thought, you know, he has, when he walks in and the news reporter guy, dad, says who he is and what, like he gets a, once again, a story. I did not give him a 5. I ended up with a 4. I thought it matches the tone of the movie. I don't know what else I would ask for that I'm taking account later in my scoring, the weakness of this character, because I don't think it was the character's fault, but something else's fault why it's not as good. If that makes sense.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. 3 and a 4. I gave him a 3 as well. I like the performance. I actually like Treat Williams in the role. He knows exactly what kind of movie he's in. He plays it exactly how he should. My thing is, I agree, the boardroom is like, okay, I hate these things. And it's always when there's a crime boss, which Dick Tracy had a crime boss. This one's a crime boss. You know, they got to meet with all the heads of all the gangs or whatever. And, you know, go over all these plans. Ultimately, he's a crime boss who wants to get these skulls that he did some research on so that he could have a power that he doesn't even really know what the power is. So it's like, okay. Because when he gets the 2 of them, he doesn't even know it could shoot lasers. He's like, whoa, that's incredible. For all the research he did, he sure didn't know that much about him. Yeah, I mean, I think he's fine. I don't think he's amazing. Again, I think in this case, I think the performance is better than the character. Because I do like Treat. He looked cool. He looked like a bad guy. I love his accent, like the way he talks in this movie. And I don't know. know, pretty basic. And again, like, I doesn't even really fight. He's not like a fighter. You know what I mean? He's not like a physical threat for the Phantom, really. Heck, the pirate guy. And Catherine Zeta-Jones as the, like, henchwoman. Liked her. Like Catherine Zeta-Jones. She was cool. She's like a female pilot who's a bad guy. But then as the movie goes on, kind of like teams up with the girl. Like, you know what? We got to stick together. The girls got to stick together. And then she's not that bad at the end. She kind of turns around. So she was fun. I gave it a 3. So 3, 3, 4. All right. My favorite part. You know what all the people come and pay the money for. Action scenes. Evan, what did you think?
I enjoyed it. I mean, we're going for corny. So like when the guns are being fired and you see them and the trees, like they're doing that fake fire like shots and it's just corny. It's lame in the sense of like, but it matches what the tone is. Mm-hmm. So I thought the action works really well for what they're doing in the movie. And we get a lot of action. We get more action than Dick Tracy and we actually get more action than The Shadow. Oh, so I'm giving credit for that. It's going to be a 4 and it's really because some of the stuff that happens, it's so like that scene when he's riding a horse and he's going to go swinging in the vines. You see the pole. Like they don't even try to hide the pole that he's swinging around. Like it's just a pole in the woods. Yeah. And you're like going, okay, that it draws you out of the action because you're like going, okay, so that kind of stuff just draws you out. But I enjoyed it. It's fun. You're having a good time. I think if this movie like was a more serious movie, like what Dick Tracy doing and this action was staying, I wouldn't have given it a higher score. But I think the overall tone, good. I give it a 4. I enjoyed it.
All right. Alex, what do you got?
5. I give it a 5. And this is why I gave it a 5. Due to it felt adventure comic book movie. This is exactly what you're getting. And the reason why I gave it a 5 is because you said it. It was way better than Dick Tracy, way better than The Shadow. And then when you step back, you're going, damn, was there enough? There was enough action sequences. There were fun action sequences. And it knew what they were filming. And it made it fun. He wasn't over the top. The dude had 2 guns. While the gun sequences were kind of whack, but I thought it worked. He shot his guns. I like the scenes that he goes through the boat or whatever. And he goes through the wrong floor. And he goes, oops, wrong floor. And then he goes to the other one. And then he's
catching like the bathroom.
Yeah. So like, I thought that was really funny. Like you said, he's riding the horses through the jungle or whatever, of Africa. I thought that was fun. I like the guys stealing the skulls and that was doing that stuff. Like, I don't know. I just felt like this movie had a perfect amount fun, typical fun, like a fun adventure movie. I don't know. Like, I didn't see nothing. I was like, I totally get it. Like, it does look corny, and I understand when he was swinging on the stuff. I get it.
It's campy. But
it's very campy, and that's why I was like, with Bruce Campbell, I totally could see it, too, because he's a B character. But at the end of the day, I had fun with it, and I liked it. The only knot, I will say, is the last part where he has the 3 skulls, and he goes, oh, I know what my ring does, and he points the ring, and they're doing that stupid Masters of the Universe battle with the powers. Yeah, it was stupid, corny, anticlimactic for me. I was just like, oh, this is so damn dumb. But then it was still fun because then the chain was going under the submarine and then he grabbed it and he went under and went kaboom. And I was like, that was actually pretty good. I don't know if you guys felt this, but when this happened and the movie ended, I was like, is that it? Like, I wanted more. I was like, is that pretty much it? I'm not going to lie. I did want more because I was like, damn, I wanted to see more. It felt like a video game that had like 8 boards. And you wanted more boards, like at least a little, give me 5 more boards of action to have fun. So anyway, with that said, I gave it a 5. I thought it was great.
Yeah, you guys are both made some great points. I do like it because it's an adventure, action adventure style, which is different. It has guns, but it's still like a jungle adventure movie. It is PG, which that's why a lot of the gunplay is literally just shooting and nobody really, you know, getting hit or, you know, anything crazy. Like Dick Tracy was PG. Somehow. I don't know how.
80s PG.
Yeah. Shadow was PG-13. Okay. It should have been PG, but they played within their rules and that made it where they could only do certain things. But I think they executed everything very well. I like all the scenes you guys said. I like the airplane scene where he's like on the wing or whatever. Oh, and they have to climb out of it. And he like goes on the horse while they're on the plane and it crashes into the... I mean, it was fun though. Great shots. Really good cinematography in this movie, honestly. But my favorite part, I gave it a 4 overall. I think it's really great. Automatic 4 for the dude standing there and that guy getting shot with a cannonball One of the greatest, one of the greatest things I ever saw. I did that when the movie in Alex, like I did that audibly when it happened. I went, oh boy, this guy got shot with a cannonball.
But you're what, born. And how he flies is what you want to see.
That's what
that's what you wanted.
I don't want the cannonball to go through him. Actually, I want the cannonball to take him 300 feet into the water. I was like, yes. I didn't think they were going to, you know, you don't really know how that scene's going to play out. Yeah. But yeah, this is PG. What is he? Just lighting the cannonball. Then he shoots him and that guy goes flying. I said four. Automatic.
And that was your boy, Shang Tsung from Mortal Kombat. Shang Tsung? Yeah.
Shang Tsung tells his guy, hit him with that cannonball. Now, it's also Johnny Tsunami's grandpa from the Disney Channel original movie. The reason I didn't give it a five, Alex, you said it. That freaking ring, like anything with the lasers, I was like, I could have done without it. I could have done without the lasers vaporizing people or like the battle going back and forth. I'm like, how does doing this make it more like of a beam? You know what I mean?
And how's
like,
that? And how's that better than a gun? At that point, where
at that point, shoot
like
him.
Doing it. Yeah, shoot them. Like,
do a little roll.
You have the gun. What is that stopping you? Like,
well, you don't know if it with the three skulls it'll protect him like a force field. Like,
or he could have kept the one hand up and shot him with the other hand because he's only using one hand for the ring.
Yeah, I guess.
So I don't know. But no, I think it's very good. I think this one has the best action of the three movies we've done so far in this category for sure. Okay, storyline. Alex, what'd you think here?
I liked it. I know it was corny, campy. You said it all. I mean, but this is the type of movie you do want to see in the theater. To me, I mean, I don't know. Some people might want to see some like accurate, 100%, you know, strip to the film. I liked it. I'd never seen this movie before. I enjoyed it for what it was. I think it's a way better movie than The Shadow. Like, I'll tell you that. Like, I just did not like The Shadow. Like, this one, I felt like it was way more of a comic book movie. I like the adventure feel of it. I think that's what it is. I think that's what gravitated me to the movie. I thought it worked well. I like that scene when they're in the building and they're chasing him and he knocks him down the stairs and then he runs into the room and locks in and he becomes the Phantom again because he takes his clothes off. Yeah. I don't know. I thought that was cool. I was like, yeah, you know what? That's
the Phantom
fun.
In the city.
Yeah. They were like, oh my God, the Phantom's here. And then he chokes dudes out with his legs and all that. I was like, okay. And then he goes down the elevator with his two guns. I was like, now that's cool. I was like, I ain't gonna lie. That was pretty cool. I don't know how he did it, but I was like, that's cool. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I thought it was a fun movie. Is it flawed? Absolutely. That's why I'm not giving it a five, because there's flaws everywhere. But I gave it a four. I thought it was great, and I enjoyed myself with it. And I'll tell you this, I will be picking it up on 4K when it comes out. I'll say that, but I'll give it a four.
I was like, I have this on Blu-ray, and it looks good, but can look better. So hopefully, you know, hopefully they do some nice work on that because it's just
And it was a great surround sound.
Mm-hmm. It does sound good.
Sat down. I was pleasantly shocked for the caliber of movie because usually, like they do, these Blu-rays aren't really pinning. And I was like, this is better. It's the best sounding movie we've had since. I've been on this.
And no special features podcast on this movie either. So hopefully they put some of those on there. That would be fun. All right, Evan, storyline, what'd you think?
This is where like a lot of the flaws throughout the movies, I was a little probably too critical. I had fun with it. I think it's good. But like that scene when he goes into the closet and come out as Phantom, great scene to watch. But it makes you think how they haven't put two and two together. This guy shows up. He runs into a closet, and now the Shadow's there? How's that possible?
The Phantom, not the Phantom,
the Shadow.
Sorry.
If the Shadow was there, it would have been a different movie.
He would have taken 5 minutes to transform into fake makeup.
Stupid face and nose on.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Phantom. Like, you ask your questions how they haven't put two and together. Like, when she puts it together. So a lot of the, like, flaws of the stories I took into account here. So I ended up giving it a three, but it's if you just look at a storyline, I think it's good. But there's that, like the skulls just doing shooting laser, and that's the only thing that's kind of lame. Because, like I said, you have a gun and a cannon that does better than that skull. Yeah. Like, I don't need three things to make the to shoot, and I don't even have like they needed in the storyline. They needed to explain what the skulls did a little bit more to make it more important than what it is, because I was like, it wasn't that special. why, like, when you hear them talking about, like, this is the ultimate power, it just shoots lasers. I got a gun. I got a cannon. I can shoot things, too. So I gave it a 3.
Mm. I'm with you, Evan. I gave it a 3 as well. I think it's good. I think it's serviceable. I don't think the reason I enjoy watching this movie is the storyline, per se. There's a lot of flaws to it. There's a lot of holes. Like, there's even the beginning, like, they show this kid, this little kid get washed up on shore. You show the people, the title comes up, The Phantom. And then you fast forward to now. But they don't really explain that they fast forwarded to now. So, like, if you just blinked, you know, you don't know that that kid is not Billy Zane. And that it's actually his, like, great, 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 great grandfather. You know what I mean? They don't really explain it. Like,
did you want a written scroll on it?
Yeah, maybe if they wrote a scroll and put some text, I would have known. But, like, you find that out later. But even just a watching, like, it was a little jarring. I was like, wait a second. That kid, that's Billy Zane. And I've seen this movie and I didn't remember. So that's a little jarring. You get, like, the criminals, like, the guy actually killed his dad. I kind of like that, the James Remar thing where he killed the dad version of the Phantom or whatever. Like, I like all the adventure stuff, but there's a lot of plot that the skulls, I don't get it. What do they do besides have power? What does that mean? What is the power that they do? You know, things like that. That's where Indiana Jones and these other, like, top tier adventure movies stand out, because you know what they're going after, why they're going after it, what it does, and who are the players. And this gives, like, a little bit of each of those, but it's not, like, fleshed out. So I do like it. I think it's serviceable. It's good. It's solid. It's a 3 for me as well. Okay, so that storyline. Overall, movie as a whole, Evan, what do you think?
I give it a 4. It's not perfect, but boy, is it fun. I loved it, and I don't know what else to say. We've said all the good points and all the negatives, but it's an enjoyable ride.
Nice. All right. A 4 for Evan. Alex, what do you got?
All right. So I had to look it up. You talking about what the skull does, because I do agree. That was one of the flaws I had also, because I was like, that's something that where you're right. Indiana Jones did a lot better. Even the Tomb Raider films also does, is that they explain what devices or artifacts do. So at least we know when they grab it, you go, holy crap, what does this do? Right. Once it happens. So I looked it up. Okay, so there's 4 skulls, not 3. You find out 4 towards the end because he said the same thing. Like, oh, there is 4. Yeah. 3 is pretty much when you put them together, there's an explosion force that is 1,000 times greater than any explosive force known to man. Mm. So it's kind of a bomb when you get all 3 together.
Okay.
Now, the 4th skull is his ring, and it's what controls the device.
So it's like the detonator.
Yes. So it says the 4th skull, it says the Phantom's ring, skull ring, which is wears for protection, is actually the 4th skull. It serves as a control device for the other 3 skulls. Okay. They did not explain that very well.
At all.
So with that said, yeah, that was kind of weak in that part. But I will say this, overall, I gave it a 4. I kind of like this movie a lot. It was really fun. It's kind of a movie that I could now slot watching with Tomb Raider. I could actually see myself watching Tomb Raider and some Indiana Jones-ish right on top of it. Like, it feels like that. And I liked it, though. I thought it was fun. I don't know. It's just a fun movie. And I'm definitely, like I said, I will be purchasing this on 4K. So I gave it a 4.
And I believe all of those are Paramount films as well. I mean, the first 3 Indiana Jones, or first 4 Indiana Jones. 4.
Yeah.
Paramount. The Tomb Raider movies were Paramount. I think the first 2, and then they were Warner. The last one was Warner Brothers. Either way, you know what? I know I gave out some 3s, gave out a 4, whatever. I'm going to give the movie as a whole a 4. I like this movie. And I remember the first time I saw it, I had never seen it. This was a few years ago. And I was like, dang, I like this movie. I mean, I love my 90s stuff. So, like, this is when I was really blind buying more. I was like, oh, a 90s. It could be bad, but it could be fun. Bought it and I liked it. And I was like, you know, this was a bomb, but I'm part of that group that, like, found it later, that gained the following. I think the tone is great. I think it looks fantastic. I think the cast is good. I like Christy Swanson in this movie as the love interest. She's gorgeous. I like seeing a young Catherine Zeta-Jones is pretty fun. Treat Williams is really good in this. Billy Zane, actually, I think did a good job. So good cast, some good visuals. Again, I like the cinematography. I love the jungle stuff, the tone, the music. It's fun. And so for the watching experience, I give it a 4. I think it's a good movie. I don't know. I kind of know why it flopped. Like, I could see myself, if I was like in the mid 90s, seeing this poster or trailer and being like, what in the heck is that? You know, like a guy in a purple suit running around punching. And then the poster's bad. It says like Slam Evil. Like, it's the marketing wasn't good. I don't know if there's a world at that time where this comes out and is a hit. But I could see them doing something with it now and actually making it more popular.
If this came out instead of Dick Tracy, I think this would have been a hit. Like, at the same time, for my generation that was eating that stuff up, yeah. I think the problem is it came out with us olding and the kids. They have Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. They have all this other stuff yeah. that we didn't have on TV, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So
yeah, this came out in June of 96, which means it's right in the middle of summer. Independence Day, was that 96? Like, yep. Yeah, you're talking about like big blockbuster summer movies yeah. and then The Phantom, you know, so. But I'm glad it's kind of found a somewhat of a second life, because I do think it's a good movie.
It's a good movie, but I have a feeling there's no market for this. Like, even if you do it now, I don't think people will watch it still. I don't think so. And I'm saying it in a way like if The Phantom never existed and they go, oh, we're going to release it now, I don't think people will watch it. Look at Fantastic Four. That flopped.
And that I think it does depend on the budget and the director. Like, if you get an interesting director, to come in, because look at Uncharted. I mean, it's based on a video game, but it did well. I think there is a market for a good adventure film, but I do think it's tough. I'll agree with you there. Like, it's kind of a tough market to like sort of like break into now. You know what I mean? To like all of a sudden come out and be like, we're going to make this adventure movie.
I think you could pull it off, because like even when you were talking about it and I was like, you know, if I was a writer, how would I rewrite The Phantom to even make it modern? You just lose the headpiece that makes him look goofy. Like, if you take off the head and leave the mask with the purple suit, and instead of having it that purple, you can have it deep purple where it's looked blackish, so it'll look more, you know, it'll look more like a superhero suit. And instead of having it like that nylon thing what he's wearing, if you fix it up and do it, you could actually might pull off a modern version of the Phantom, but it won't look. And then you could do a nod in the suit, you know, in his cave, have his grandfather's suit, which is,
or you could make it now and have it set just in the old time. Yeah. Have it be a period piece, you know, like Wonder Woman, like, you know, 20s, 30s, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, I like this movie. If nothing ever happens again, at least you have this one and it's very entertaining. I'll also probably be getting it on 4K because I do think it could look. Really fantastic. It's a well-shot movie. All right, so there you go. The Phantom, surprise, good surprise movie. What's your total points, Alex?
I'm a 21 out of a 25.
21? Evan, what do you got? Yep.
I got a 20.
20. I like it a lot, and I'm the low person, but that's okay. 17 out of a 25 for me. But I do like it. Don't get me wrong. I do like it. I think it's a lot of fun. Okay, last couple episodes here for these categories. We're going to be wrapping these babies up. Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., finishing off the Beverly Hills Cop franchise, and then finishing off our old school serials and comic books and all this. A classic? I'm putting my question mark here. A classic? I don't know. A cult classic? Yes. We're going to be going back to the 80s. So this is the oldest one. Went in reverse order. Mm. Went 90, 94, 96, 80, whatever. Flash Gordon. We're going back to Flash Gordon. Me and Alex have watched this and reviewed the disc before, but we never reviewed the film on the Action Movie Guys podcast. This is going to be very interesting.
I've never seen the film.
Whoa.
A first time. You know, we love our first time watches around these parts. So Evan will be a first time watch. Oh, this is, now I'm very excited. I see Flash.
Yeah, Queen did the whole song.
Right? Is that how it goes?
Yeah. Savers of the Universe. Dun, 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 dun,
we got that guy who's in the lead who's terrible. And then we also have Timothy Dalton in this movie.
And you got Vince Van Flynn Sweeto. Type. Sweeto, what's his name?
Max von Sydow is the villain. One of the best actors of all time. So, but he's playing like kind of an Asian guy. So I don't know if that's problematic or not. I guess we'll find out. We're going to see how this movie goes. So that's what we got coming up. And then, of course, I will be announcing our new franchise and new theme at the end of those episodes.
Thanks for hanging out with us on this Action Movie Guys podcast episode. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Geeks and Flicks, for reviews, unboxings, and more. And make sure to follow the podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. And remember, don't just watch movies, live the action.